like talk to our customers a lot, and we could lower the price and make it more affordable for people, but then we'd have to put more people on the boat. So
right.
The passengers I talk to, it's like, hey, would you like to pay more and have less passengers, or pay less and we put, you know, 40, 50 people on the boat again, and unanimously they all say, no, keep the price where it is, keep the loads down. So
the formula that the San Diego has, let's face it, it's right. It's right.
We feel the same, yeah. It's very nice to fish on these boats. You know, the Liberty's out with 40. That boat could easily fish 60. It's a giant boat. You know, the San Diego's out with 35. That boat could easily fish 50.
It did.
It did.
For most of its lifetime, it did.
When I first started driving.
Plenty comfortable then, too.
Yeah, but we took out 70, you know, when I first started driving the boat. So to have 35 on there, it feels very comfortable to us. Yeah.
So I'm getting lots of notifications here that there's something wrong with our feed there on that. It's fixed. Okay, we got it all fixed. So check your connections again, and if you listen on the Let's Talk Hookup app or on letstalkhookup.com on our feed, everything should be good.
And, just for people that might have tuned back in on the radio, sometimes if you're listening on the app, you just need to close everything out and then restart afresh. Like just when there's been app issues, sometimes just a refresh doesn't do it. Just close everything out to completely to zero and then fire the app back off again and should be good to go.
Yeah, for sure. So apologize for that technical issue, but JP, our main man, says it's all good.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, as you can hear, we've got such a great show for you today. So stoked to have Captain Ryan Boston in the studio this morning. And, man, if you want to join us, it's going to be a great show. So much fun information, so much cool stuff to talk about, and great news that Bluefin now biting. If you do want to join us this morning, there's only a couple lines still open on the phones. That's 213 area code 432-1090. One more time, 213 area code 432-1090 is how you reach us on the phones. Or if you want to send us a text, the text the show option, so popular now on Let's Talk Hookup. Lots of great texts have already come rolling through, and we're going to be reading those all show long. If you want to send us a text, only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. We always say it's a free download. Easiest way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup. And you can catch all the archive shows through the app. Just fire off the app and make sure that you include your contact info when you text in your questions, Captain Ryan Boston. Because we are giving away a killer prize today. Obviously, we heard what great shape the San Diego in. Captain Matt Brawl is probably going to go catch a big mess of yellows today. And somebody at the end of today's show is going to get to go fishing because we're giving away a full-day trip on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing.
Woo.
How cool is that?
Yeah, pretty awesome for sure.
Super pumped. Hey, it's going to be a great one. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and BD Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
I've had the opportunity to fish many places in many different types of water, but never have I fished a place as much fun as Katmai Lodge in Alaska. Hello, my name is Harold Davis, typically fishing in the ocean, but this is an experience that you have to try for yourself. Fish natural rivers with tens of thousands of fish coming up. And they have all the gear. Spinning, bait casting, fly rods, kings, silvers, pinks, sockeyes, and my favorite, the chums. Outstanding food, outstanding accommodations, great service. The lodge is located in the beautiful Katmai National Park, filled with amazing wildlife. Brown bears, moose, eagles, otters, and it has spectacular scenery. And also the fact that the lodge is located right on the Alagnac
river and your boat is just steps away from your room, makes it great. Do yourself a favor. Call Charmel at 1-800-330-0326 or go online, katmai.com. And like Pete says, they will hook you up.
Hey everyone, James Holst here with Norse Lithium, the official battery partner of Let's Talk Hookup. Here at Norse Lithium, we have two goals that drive who we are and what we do. The first is to make the highest quality, longest lasting lithium batteries available with a complete lineup of batteries that include 12, 24, 36 volt and starting batteries. Second, in addition to offering a 10-year warranty on all Norse Lithium marine batteries, we provide amazing customer service before and after the sale. Check us out online at norslithium.com, that's norsklithium.com, or call us at 831-232-9063. Or to see Norse Lithium batteries in person, stop by the Trolling Motor Doctor in Lakewood or Anglers Marine in Anaheim and see why Norse Lithium batteries should be in your boat.
No matter where the adventure takes you, we've got you powered. Norse Lithium.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, going to be a busy morning. Phones are already getting packed up. There's one line still open if you want to join us this morning. That's 213-432-1090. Or as we said, you can send those texts over to the Let's Talk Hookup app.
Boy, we're flooded with texts, but let's go ahead and start with the phones.
Well, I don't think there's any way that we could start other than the cheerleader of the San Diego, and that's with our good buddy Jim calling us from National City this morning. What's up, Jim?
Hey, morning, guys. Yeah, I love that boat. You know, I love all those one-day boats. The Liberty.
I know you do.
Mission, Steve Peterson, those. And, of course, the San Diego, the jewel of the three boats. But anyway, you know, I called today not with a specific question. I couldn't get through to the show, so I called the Let's Talk Hookup number to get on the phone, and your engineer, you know, put me together. He said, oh, okay, yeah, we got a little issue with the phones. But anyway, what I wanted to ask Ryan, who's, you know, we all know as being a great skipper and a great fisherman. I mean, it's awesome guy. But what I wanted to ask Ryan was, my son was on one of the social media, one of your social, Facebook or something, and he saw something, Ryan, on you guys changed your deck. Is there anything to that? Maybe it's no big thing. Maybe it is. But he said there was something on the configuration of your deck that has been changed. Is that worth mentioning or not?
Man. No, it looks like we did. That picture that he's talking about could be a little deceiving. All we really did was take down the tree, we call it, that goes around the top of the bait tank, and it was kind of a weird photo. I took it from the bow of the new C4th, so it's kind of like elongated, made the boat look like it was 200 feet long.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
So everything's the same. It'll
just looking pretty.
Yeah, looking shiny, and we still have your spot on the engine hatch ready for you when you come out.
One thing, though, that you guys have always been a proponent of, and one of the like early boats to adopt was the style of non-skid that you used on the boat, which has now become quite, you know, it's become a lot more, you know, common to see, but you guys were one of the first to adopt it, and you can tell that, you know, that it looks fantastic. Again, that's one thing I noticed right away from the photo.
Yeah, we used to use, like, epoxy and sand. And now what most guys are doing is Tuflex rubber. It's like a rubber membrane that you trowel on. And then you throw ground up tennis balls, actually.
Crazy.
You get these big bags of crushed recycled tennis balls from the paint store and throw that as your aggregate into the rubber. And it's just a way more forgiving, yet not slippery surface.
Yeah.
It's really nice.
You grip to it well, but like the old days, man, if you went down, around like your cheese graters.
Yes, yeah, the old style decks. Yeah, if you fell, you knew about it for months. Yeah, so it's you're right. We were one of the actually the first boat to do it was the Vagabond. Then I think the American Angler did it, and now I think almost everyone's doing it. It's a rubber non-skid coating. Yeah,
but you're right, Jim. The deck looks great.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call, Jim. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Had a fun text come through to start us off on the tech side of things. Good morning, guys. This question is for Ryan. During all your time at the Coronado Islands, what yo-yo jig and surface iron have you felt have been the most productive, and what size and colors could you recommend for me as I'm going to be on the boat tomorrow? That's Mac in San Diego.
Nice. Tried and true yo-yo jig over the years for me has been a 6X Junior, you know, or something similar. You know, we break it down into junior size yo-yo jigs and then full size yo-yo jigs, and we make the selection on which one to use based on how deep of water we're fishing, basically. If we're seeing fish along the bottom in 60 to 160 feet, we would probably use a junior size. If we're seeing fish along the bottom in anything over, you know, 180, we'd probably go with a full size yo-yo jig. And, you know, there's always exceptions to every rule, but sometimes being the first one down is important, so a full size jig might be the way to go. And surface iron.
What about those bronze jigs, or do you like
brass,
those?
Brass. Yeah, there's a lot of guys starting to use those, and those sink fast. There's definitely a time and place for those. Those are cool because when you can fish a smaller jig but still get the sink rate of a larger one, you know, if you could use those even fishing out deep.
Like we saw those two fish jigs, like they have a small lure, even slightly smaller than a 6X Junior, but it weighs more than what a full size 6X would weigh.
Yeah, and sometimes that's the, you know, those jigs, you know, those two fish jigs, they're designing lures for when it's tough to get a bite, and that sometimes a smaller profile jig is the way to go.
Yeah, for sure. I have another text here from Rory in Lakeside along the same lines. He wants to know, he has some great kudos about the boat, and he was fishing the boat with Captain Bob, the legend, Captain Bob Williams, back in the day.
The other day.
He did. Yeah. How's he doing?
He's doing okay. Yeah. He's okay.
Well, yeah. That's good. But he says he wants you to explain the perfect surface iron setup for throwing something on the not necessarily the jig, but actually the rod and the reel and the line.
Yeah, something you're comfortable with. I've said it a lot that I don't think people should start with a 10-foot rod. I think they should start with an 8-foot rod until they're very comfortable with the motion, and then from there, with the casting motion, I should say. Then from there, you can move up to a 9 or a 10-footer. But we still have a lot of, you know, really, really good surface iron fishermen that they never fish a 10-foot rod. They're always fishing an 8 or a 9-footer.
8 or a 9.
Yeah.
Yeah.
More control. Yes, more control, less weight. You're not as worn out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different options out there. I would start with something in the 8-foot range. Something that can handle 40-pound test, and see what you're comfortable with. You'll know pretty quickly which rod is the rod for you.
And then what about a reel?
A reel, I'm set on those Trinidad 20s. That's pretty much
Trinidad A. Yeah.
Yeah, Trinidad 20A, in my opinion, is the perfect reel.
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's not debatable that there's a better surface iron casting reel out there.
Are you putting straight mono on it?
I do. I've played around with everything. I've had my, you know, I've tried straight Spectra in the past, and it works okay. I've seen some guys kind of pull it off. The Tranks 500s also,
that's pretty awesome.
Those have changed the game for surface iron fishermen, I think, because, you know, it used to be in a trip we'd have 2 to 5 guys that could realistically fish the surface iron good enough to catch a fish. Now, with the Tranks 500s, we could have 30 people, you know, slinging lures around and not getting a backlash every other cast and messing up their line.
And that's straight spectra.
Yeah. First person I saw do it was Ricky. Actually, yeah. Ricky came out with us, and we were fishing South Kelp Ridge, in the kelp, and he was roping the yellowtail on a Trinx 500 with straight spectra. But there's a lot of guys that do it with mono also.
Yeah.
So that's I'm torn between having a person start with the Trinx, and you know they're probably going to have more fun in their first few trips, versus starting with the Trinidad 20 and them learning how to put their line on their reel evenly. I think that's valuable also. So I don't know. I don't know what the best approach is.
So
get both.
What pound? If you're fishing mono, what pound test?
40.
40.
Yeah.
All right.
40 seems to be a good mix between castability and strength. You know, some guys with smaller surface irons will go down to 30 pound mono. Some guys will fish 50. You know, if there's extremely large fish around, and you know that's I have seen some guys fish 50 pound, but in my opinion, 40 pound mono is the perfect line size for surface iron fishing.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Hey, let's find out. Tommy P just came back from a Tony Reyes trip down in the Sea of Cortez, our Let's Talk hookup trip, and find out how that is. Good morning, Tommy.
Hey, Tommy.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we doing out there today?
Doing great. How was that trip?
Well, first off, it's kind of hard to follow up a phone call from Jimmy from National City. But anyway, so we steamed a little further south than Tony was than I have been in the past. We were below Bay of Los Angeles. We were actually down the San Francisco when we started to work our way north. But the fishing, you know, the first part of the year, they say, or the first part of the season, they say that the yellowtail fishing, you know, the yellowtail tend to be a little bit small, but, you know, we had some really good quality yellowtail fishing in my opinion. You know, we had some 19, 21, 24. I had a 24. There was a 27. And the big one of the boat was 31. So that was good. Cabrilla fishing, you know, they average like 3 to 6 pounds. I would like to see it a little bit bigger, but we did have a 17, there was an 18, and there was actually a 20 pounds pulled aboard. There was a nice black sea bass, which the guy decided, the fisherman decided to keep it, and that ran around 60. And there was a fish, Pete, you were telling me it was Baqueta or whatever. Yeah, which came in at 37 pounds.
Ooh, nice.
There was a nice sheephead at 15 pounds. Of course, lots of Sierra pinto bass, some of the biggest pinto bass that I've ever seen. And, of course, whitefish, a couple of link cod and stuff like that. So really, really nice variety of fish. And just a lot of fun. You know, it's basically island hopping. You know, San Francisco is pretty far down. So when Tony decides to go north, you know, the scenery is just absolutely incredible.
Is it stunning?
It was stunning out. And then I have to mention, Pete, many thanks to AFCO for all the giveaways. I mean, the crew and all the fishermen got, you know, the gloves, the sun masks, you know, there was, the AFCO hats, the beanies, those beanies are cool. And of course the tackle, you know, the crossover.
Lures, yeah, the AFCO lure.
The lures, the 100 gram, which was really successful, for Cabrilla. We had an afternoon casting those on a little Corrado 300, light bass rod. Oh my God. Oh, what a gas that was.
Fun.
But
yeah,
that awesome. Other one, Pete, that blue fever, that swimmer that you gave me, the 150 or AFCO sent me.
Right.
It's kind of mimics the lax wing, like you said. I casted a lot, but I just didn't have any luck. But,
gotcha.
Anyway, all in all, fabulous.
Sounds
trip,
like
buddy.
A great trip. And it's such an adventure going, island hopping down in the Sea of Cortez and you got all the way down to San Francisco, which is really, really awesome. So the, next year we'll be hosting another Let's Talk Hookup trip. Of course, Tony Reyes trip is the only people that do that anymore. And it's all booked through the Longfin and Orange. And, are you going to host the next trip?
You know, Pete, if you guys invite me back, I'd love to. I just remember Ricky telling me on this trip, I think this is my ninth year on this, Ricky, and I remember you telling me at that live broadcast, I think it was Encinitas Ford or something, you said, Tommy, this trip is really, really unique.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's like you say, you know, talking about Rosie's trip. You know, if you haven't done it before, you've got to try it. I mean, there's people that come back year after year. to do this.
And that's your next trip to host is Cedro Sport Fishing.
Oh, I get many thanks for that. You guys are the best.
He's got a tough job working here for Let's Talk Hookup. He's got to go host all these boats down there.
Well, you know, I'm retired, though, Pete. I got the time. So, I mean,
so he's got to go. All right, Tommy. Well,
guys, you're the best.
You're the host with the most, and we appreciate that. Thanks for that great report. And watch for a newsletter and photos coming up in our Let's Talk Hookup newsletter as well as our website. And thanks, Tommy, for hosting that Let's Talk Hookup Tony Reyes trip out of Longfin and Orange.
All right, guys. Take care. Have a great show.
Nice job.
All right.
Have a fun trip.
Yeah. It's such a great... I mean, if you've never done that trip down there, not only is the cost reasonable, but the experience is just amazing. Truly is. Have you ever done that, Ryan?
I have not.
That mothership thing down there?
I hear the yellowtail fishing this year is extremely good in the Sea of Cortez.
Yeah. Well, the yellowtail fishing, am I wrong? Todos Santos, the guys were getting them down there.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, and just the overall grade up and down the coast seems to be good this year.
That bodes well for the islands, right?
It does.
Yeah. I mean, that Todos Santos isn't far from the rock pile.
No. bluefin are fun, but there's nothing like 20 pounds. Yellowtail boiling around.
So right about that.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Well, let's jump into those phones. You want to get through, one line open, 213-432-1090.
All right. How about we talk to Alex calling us from San Carlos this morning. What's up, Alex? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I was watching a video from, I think it might have been like Inside Sports Fishing, and Captain Ryan was, he was casting out some yo-yos, and he had this really interesting technique where he kind of had his thumb on the lever, you kind of stopping these like lures, like, you know, mid in the water. Can you just walk us through that technique?
This was yo-yo fishing, yellowtail.
Yeah. You're casting them out, and then you would just kind of stop the spool like midway in the water as it was sinking down, and it was pretty interesting. I mean, I usually see people they'll just sink down a yo-yo all the way to the bottom and wind it all the way back up, but you're kind of stopping them mid water.
Yeah, I typically, when I fish on the San Diego, I cast my yo-yo lure like downwind, and so the boat is now drifting towards it. It's being pushed towards my jig, and I will stop my spool quite a bit to kind of just take the belly out, to take some slack out of my line so I can feel if I get bit on the sink. You know, it might have been windy or something, and the boat was drifting fast towards my lure. That's probably what was happening. I didn't want such a big belly in my line that if I got bit on a sink, I couldn't feel it. You know, I want just enough slack where the jig can sink with action, but not so much that I can't feel it if I get bit, you know.
How often do yo-yo jigs get bit on the sink?
A lot. I think
I just wonder, like, because so many of us, probably myself very much included, just, you know, you're just waiting for it to hit the bottom, not paying attention, and that's a great line. Like you say, if you got a big belly in your line, you're not going to feel that thing. And I mean, obviously, if it engulfs it and chokes it down, sure, but...
Right. I think a lot of times, you know, with everything we fish, the fish bites our lure or bait way before we feel it.
Right.
You know, you've seen it when you're fly lining a bait and you see a fish boil and it's, you know, 20 feet away from where you think your bait is,
right,
and you get bit and you wind the slack out of your line, and that was actually your bait that fish was boiling on. And it was further away from where. Yeah. So I think the fish bite, you know, yo-yo jigs and everything way before we feel it, and I especially think they bite yo-yo jigs on the sink a lot.
Yeah, and that, like what Brian was saying yesterday about when they do the speed jigging, throwing it with the wind at your back rather than in your face is the way to fish that, because then you're going to be vertical on the yo-yo, which is going to
get better.
I feel
the same way with yellowtail fishing. Yeah, I like to be, you know, pretty straight up and down. You know, I don't like a huge angle when fishing a yo-yo jig.
So the opposite of really fishing bait.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Very good. Hey, good question. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
I wanted to read another text that came through from our buddy Mark White from Canton, Ohio. Says, my question is for Ryan. Springtime yellowtail fishing at the Coronado Islands in the 1990s was literally my favorite type of fishing and favorite time of year. My question is, how much have things changed, both the how you approach the fish, the tackle, the style of fishing for springtime yellows from then until now?
It seems like, to me, like there's a lot more people fishing lures. You know, like I mentioned earlier, you know, we would have, in a normal day, we'd have one to five people fishing a lure. Everyone else was fishing bait. Now it's almost the opposite.
Really?
Yes. So many people fishing lures and very few fishing bait.
Is that because it's more effective?
Yeah, it's...
Instagram talks about it more.
Yeah, there's that. There's a social media influence. It's... It helps with the sea lions, I think, also, when you don't have 40 people fly lining sardines. You know, if you have a guy chumming sardines and just a couple people fishing live bait, the sea lions kind of lose interest.
Interesting.
You know? Yeah.
There's not as much bait in the water.
Not as much bait in the water, yeah. So that's one of the changes. The tackle has changed a lot. You know, the Spectra. And the size of it used to be everyone, if we were yo-yoing, they were using a pretty darn big reel, you know, a 4-0 or something. The guys are using tiny little reels to yo-yo and super powerful. And so the tackle's been a big change. And
are you fishing Power Pro or are you fishing mono when you're yo-yoing?
I like mono still.
Mono still.
I have Power Pro backing on all my reels.
Yeah.
You know, I fill my reels up, you know, 2/3 of the way or at least half. With Power Pro and then the rest with mono around the islands. Yeah, unless we're doing something like in the kelp, you know, then we'll go straight Power Pro. Yeah.
All right.
That's awesome. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup with Captain Ryan Bostian of the San Diego. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. It now accommodates 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos. Sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline, low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Hey, it's time to talk about great fishing from Shimano. And we already talked about it. Surface iron rig. You're fishing on the San Diego. You heard Ryan. Trinidad 20A.
You couldn't put pencil to paper and draw a better reel or system for casting a surface iron. It's incredible free spool. I mean, the best, you know, that you could ever want. But then once you do attach yourself to the fish, the gearing is so powerful. It's so smooth. The longevity is great. Like, it, you know, those reels can live on the boat and they last forever. It's just, it's the one. There's no doubt about it.
And there's nothing else like it. And then you add in the Tranx 500. For old guys like me, especially, that is my go-to surface iron rig.
Book said it best. It's so user-friendly with both the variable braking system, so you can dial in the cast control based on where your skill level's at. Somebody who just does not fish that way at all, you can turn all the brakes on and a very slight, you know, concept of thumb on, thumb off, and they're never going to have a backlash. And then as their skill set, you know, starts to rise, you start backing brakes off, and the performance comes in. It's a fantastic reel.
Yeah, so Shimano is the place, Trinidad 20A, or the Tranx 500 for fish and surface iron at your local Shimano dealer.
This is Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Join Captain Mike Totter, Chef Josh Evans, as a new era begins for Searcher Sport Fishing. Mike and Josh will continue the legacy of excellent customer service, fantastic food, and an amazing crew. Book your fishing adventure now online at SearcherSportFishing.com or call Celia at 619-226-2403. SearcherSportFishing.com, 619-226-2403.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere. Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. It's been a really busy morning.
Yeah, busy morning. Lots of texts, lots of calls. One line open if you want to get through. It's on the phones is your absolute best chance
always
to get through to Captain Ryan. We get hundreds of texts. We've got, you know, only six lines on the in the building. So 213-432-1090. JP will answer your phone and put you in queue.
That's it, man. Well, with that, the phones are packed up, and we're going to jump right back into them. Why don't we talk to Bob, who's calling us from Dana Point this morning. Hi, Bob. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
How you doing, guys? Going to get my daughter on the boat on May the 11th. And what three good outfits should she have on a trip? On May the 11th, Ryan.
Hey, Bob. Good morning. You know, we'll know when we get a little closer to that date whether we're fishing the Coronado Islands or offshore. If we are offshore, if there's bluefin in our range, then we'll put out the appropriate gear on our website or on our Instagram. If we're fishing the Coronado Islands, I would always recommend bringing like a 40-pound yo-yo rod. And then I always like to have a 25-pound rod that you can fly line a bait with. And then a third optional rod, you know, for people would either be like a surface iron rod, if you're into that, or you could bring like a dedicated deep water rock cod rod if we're doing that. A lot of it is going to depend on what we see over the next week here, you know.
What's your range when you're going offshore? How far will you go?
We could go 50 miles.
50 miles?
Yeah. If it's anything within 50 miles of Mission Bay, we'll try to be on it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've gone further, but, you know, realistically, if it's not within 50, it's hard for us to have enough time to catch anything.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Bob, great to hear from you, let's hope that happens on May 11th. We're hoping for you.
Bob brings the luck with him.
Absolutely.
Every time Bob goes, there's fish. The fish know that they get an opportunity to get caught by Mr. Wolfson. They jump at the chance.
I don't think I've ever seen him on a tough trip. You're right about that. Yeah.
They fight for the opportunity to get caught by Bob. Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's biting out there. It is time for the Catch Report. Today is sponsored by Norris Lithium Batteries. They're designed specifically for marine use. Norris Lithium features prismatic cells for extreme durability, solid connections, longevity, and reliability. The Norris Guardian Advanced Battery Management System allows you to monitor the health and charging status by using an app on your phone. Norris also makes a complete line of kayak and electric reel batteries that weigh less than 3 pounds. Make an investment for the best for your boat with Norris Lithium. Check Norris Lithium Battery, check NorrisLithium.com or see the Trolling Motor Doctor or Angler's Marine for your Norris Lithium batteries. We're going to head on up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing, talk to the man. Captain Ryan Woolley is on the line. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff. This morning. I got a question for Ryan. When are we going to see Fisher Quigley hit the controls down there? Anytime soon?
Hopefully soon. He's definitely done really well in the last few years. It's possibly this year.
Does he have his ticket?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we're talking about Fisher, who's Lawrence Quigley from Fishworks' son, who was basically raised in this business.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, you're starting to get it backwards. Like, it's starting to become that Lawrence is Fisher's dad now. You know what I mean? Like he's been on the boat for a long time and kicking ass.
Yeah,
yeah. He's doing the biggest challenge for us is finding someone to take his spot on deck.
I believe that.
Yeah. So valuable on deck that we need to find someone to take his spot on deck, and then he can get behind the wheels a little bit.
Wow. Yeah.
No, he's a great kid.
Awesome. Yeah. And born and bred Dana Point guy.
There's a lot of Dana Point people at Seaforth right now. Like Seaforth Landing is almost all Dana Point kids.
Dana Point South.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool.
That's good to see. Well, hey, good stuff there, man. Well, good week for us. We have some good opportunities this week we had lighter loads, which allowed us to focus some of our rockfish action and some deeper stuff on our three-quarter day trips. So, you know, for us at three-quarter day stuff, we ventured out to the 14 again, and it kicked out some really nice rockfish. The quality out there has been excellent on everything that we've been catching out there. I'm sure if anyone's checked out our Instagram feed over the last week, just very nice chilies and solid bank rockfish with some really nice Boccaccio in the mix. I'll tell you, I know sometimes that Boccaccio gets that stigma. The stuff that we've been catching out there has been phenomenal. It's been very clean and very nice fish on that, the Boccaccio, as well as everything else. So we caught fish on the standard dropper loop baits as well as the heavy jigs. That PL68 smoked on some nice ones this week, too. Some guys broke out some of that old school stuff and made some drops on that. And did just fine with some of that older tackle. And then the 300 to 400 gram jigs fished on the braided line, fished really well for the guys that wanted that approach. Is something different than fishing the bait. So we'll be out there this week. We have some lighter loads through the week here. So I think
we'll continue. Beautiful weather.
It's been awesome. Yeah. It's been
coming
awesome
up this
weather.
Week. I mean, yeah. Looks like finally our spring, our good spring is here.
Totally. So we'll be doing that. I know I'm going to be out there tomorrow on our three-quarter day trip, so we've got a light load right now. So if anyone wants to jump on that, certainly bring your deep water stuff tomorrow. Half-day stuff is a bit slower this week. I think due in part to some cool water still that's kind of lingering around some of the zones where we traditionally see some of that better bass fishing and that swell that kind of pushed on the beach this week. So some zones of hard bottom did okay, sand bass and some whitefish opportunity for those guys on the sinkers, and the calico bass fishing, like I said, was a little bit slower with that water mix up too, but they also kind of folded in a little bit of rockfish on the half day too. They went out and made some drops out there along the Dana Point Canyon, and that showed some nice reds and some chilies out there as well. And the Fury got off the dock. It was crazy. He couldn't get off the dock this week. I don't know why. He just didn't have people. The weather wasn't, you know, too terrible this week. He got over there to Clemente last night, so we'll see how he does throughout his day today. I know his game plan was to fish rockfish for an hour or two this morning, get that wrapped up in their fish hold, and then go look around the island for some yellows, maybe a drift on some halibut and some bass and whitefish too. So that's kind of it for us. We're just, you know, we're banging. We've got twilight trips on the weekends and on Tuesdays. We're just trying to get the ball rolling here. So give us a jingle at the landing if you want to get out on a trip. Our number here is 949-496-5794. Of course, you can hit us at danawarf.com either directly or through the Les Talk Hookup page, and we can get you resi and get you out on the water with us this week.
That's awesome, Wooly. Well, like you said, nice weather in front of us and biting gods, and the beach is shaping up. Everything's looking in the right direction. Sure, appreciate a great report. Glad to hear things are going so well. And, boy, they're sure in a good trajectory to get even better, and we'll look forward to hearing that report next week.
Thanks, gents. All right, have a great week, guys. We'll talk to you then.
And don't forget, next week is May.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. So that's we're here.
It's on.
Here. Yeah.
No doubt.
I might add too that we had a little technical difficulty on our feed on the Let's Talk Hookup app as well as our website. And if you missed it, live from the Shogun, Captain Frank Lopresti called about an incredible catch of bluefin that they had on the Polaris Supreme as well as the Shogun last night. Shogun had like 60 plus fish.
I think 61 or 62.
Yeah. And Ryan's going to get a chunk of that, I believe. Yeah.
How cool is that? That right at 7 in the morning, Frank thought to call the show.
Yeah.
So rad.
You know,
totally.
That's how driven he is.
Oh, yeah.
He's on it.
It's good, yeah. But we need to get the word out. And so that's why I want to mention it again. That if you missed it, the bluefin are biting. Time to get on the boat, for sure. Either out of C4 Sport Fishing or Fisherman's or Point Loma. Those are the go-to spots. I'm sure with that news, there'll be a lot of boats running.
There's openings on the Shogun now, but we know how quickly those will go away.
For sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, of course, nothing on the Polaris Supreme out of Seaforth, but of course, Tribute's running regularly, and of course, out of Fisherman's Landing, they have regular boats going out. So I'm sure New Loan will be going out.
I just saw the New Loan and the American Angler drive by.
Okay, yeah, so the anglers on trip
getting out there early.
Yeah. Well, the word is out.
Yeah.
They're biting.
They're biting. Go time.
There, buddy. Speaking of May, next Saturday, we will be live at the Dana Landing Summer Kickoff Sale. 7 to 9 a.m. We'll be broadcasting live from Dana Landing for their big sale. And we're going to have a great host. Well, of course, Corey Sandin, our co-host, will be there doing a seminar with Benny Florentino and Afrin Abutin from War Bates. That's going to be a super good thing. They have a huge mega raffle going on with all benefiting CCA and Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea. A bunch of manufacturers' reps will be there. Gamakatsu will be there. And, of course, Costa will be there with Bob Hoos. And, a whole bunch of great people there along with our live broadcast. Ron Lane will have free demos from Fastlane Kayaks and try out the boats. I was able to use that I-9 inflatable. I took it on the plane up to Reno, and I went to a pyramid and fished. Although the fishing for midge fishing up there was really slow, pretty much everything we caught was on a black beetle. But I love that the versatility of that inflatable kayak.
I love the fact that you hopped on a plane with a kayak.
Yeah, and I was sitting in a chair out of the water, out of that
freezing. Not in a float tube or half your body's in the...
It's unbelievable. They'll have demos of those there,
cool.
and so there'll be a whole host of people there. It's a lot of great stuff. CCA will be there. We have a special giveaway from CCA that we donated that if you come
sign up for the
Star Tournament there, you're going to get a Shimano reel. You have a chance to win a Shimano reel and a whole big package of Seaguar Fluorocarbon, AFCO lures and stuff like that. So it's a big event. Ricky and I will be there. And, of course, Corey. And we'll get drag Corey in to kind of co-host.
And it's one of the few times, you know, now that you can get Corey live in front of all of his baits, meaning, like, hey, I got a trip to Cedros that I'm going on later this year, can you help pick me out the right baits? Hey, I'm really wanting to, you know, I always fish with a lead head and swim bait, and I hear you talking about fishing weedless all the time. What are the baits and what are the hooks for those baits? Like, you get to talk to the guy who's arguably the very best in all of Southern California, not only to do it, but also makes the baits and fits the lures. And it's there, you know.
And it's buy two, get one free on all of his lures.
It's a huge opportunity.
With all the sales up to 50. And Benny Florentino will have his new Camus boat from West Coast Marine. They'll be doing seminars from the boat. That thing is amazing.
It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah. So that's next Saturday, 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. is the sale. Live broadcast, a rare live broadcast. We only do three a year now. And this is one of the three. So you want to come. We'll see you at Dana Landing right next to, right across from SeaWorld, next to the Dana Launch Ramp next Saturday.
All right. With that, we're going to continue on to the Catchport. Talk to Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, what's up, gents? How's it going?
Great,
hey,
buddy. Gundy. Good morning.
That sounds like a cool seminar. That's some heavies in the calico bass fishing world for sure, huh?
The bass.
One-on-one, you can ask those serious questions. Hey, more of the same this week. Good fishing in turns. Lots of players in the game. Croaker, halibut, striped bass. We had some calico bass, sand bass catches, short barracuda starting to show in the harbors. The cool water, though, is the limiting factor. We're still hovering around that 60-degree mark, just getting a tick or two above it. But one of the benefits of the cooler water has been an abundance of anchovies, especially on the northern front there, but all along the coast, lots of bait. And we also have the grunion runs. So the better fishing this week was related to those bait concentrations. And we've been talking a lot about stripers, and here we go again. A very good week up there. Hook, line, and sinker reported dozens of striped bass catches. The stretch from Carpinteria to Ventura River mouth, we've been talking about that area all spring, and it was good again. And the guys are looking for the birds and fishing the bait concentrations, picking birds or just any signs of that activity. Hard jerk baits are probably working the best. The Daiwa SP minnows, pointers, all of that stuff, X wraps, the flukes also. Some guys are fishing flukes on the dart heads. And don't forget the old spoon. They never go out of style, especially in this sort of fishing. Lots of 3 to 8 pound fish. And like I said, look for the birds And striped bass are a notorious early and late feeder, you know, so gray light's always the best, early in the morning, late in the evening when these things seem to bite the best. And like I said, bass, sand and calico, yelping croaker, and some halibut are also in those bait mixes. The other really good bite this week was down San Diego way, and this has been developing over the time, but lots of halibut in the lagoons, in Mission Bay, San Diego Bay. It seems like the deeper water near the harbor mouth are better. The same thing's going on here. We're seeing lots of anchovies, small sardines, and then staging grunion. We're involved in these grunion runs now. One of my buddies fished Newport Harbor with live smelt this week, had three legal fish, legal halibut to 32 inches, some nice bay bass, and then near the end of the day had about a 15-pound halibut come up on his bay bass, and then below that halibut was another 20-pounder. So when you see those fish group up like that, it's a sign that the spawn is coming or underway already. So very good potential. We just need a few ticks in that water temperature, and it's going to be a big party.
And finally have a stretch of weather where it's not, you know, we're not battling conditions, starting to get good and then falling flat on their face again. Like you said, it's springtime, conditions are coming together, and obviously with the reports like that, the fishing sure showing it. Gundy, some great info, man. Sure appreciate that. And I love, as we always say, like, you do such a good job of having such a complete report up and down the beach.
I love doing it, Rock Cod, and it's time. It's going to come together here real quick.
No doubt about that. Gundy, appreciate a great report as always, and we'll look forward to talking next week. Thanks, buddy. All right, well, that is going to wrap up our catch report today. I want to remind you, springtime, it is here, and it's time to get your gear ready for summer. Check out surffishtackle.com for all of the newest in surf fishing gear, and don't forget fishthesurf.com to help make you a better surf angler from the beach. When we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour of your phone calls and texts. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sports. Sport Fishing Voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haida-Gwaii Archipelago. I just could not get enough of these amazing islands, natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I had to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hilbridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haida-Gwaii Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We are a boutique lodge just steps from the Sandstrait Harbor, offering a truly unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lingcod, and much more. Our fishing grounds are untouched, unspoiled, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We are dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will be a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of the Queen Charlotte Safaris family. You will come for the fishing, and you'll come back for the memories. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or website qcsafaris.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. To charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Hi, this is Pete, and I'm here to tell you about an exciting new 14-week fishing event from CCA California. It's the Star Tournament, starting Memorial Day weekend and continuing through Labor Day. You could win one of 10 grand prizes, including a new special edition 18-foot center console Parker boat, powered by a 150 Yamaha outboard. It includes a trailer, and it's all thanks to West Coast Marine Service in Costa Mesa. There's also a chance to win cool weekly prizes throughout the summer. All you do is catch a qualifying fish and then enter to win through the Fishing Chaos app. From bass to bluefin, you can enter up to 2 qualifying fish per category per day. Just as importantly, the Star Tournament supports CCA California and the fight for your right to fish. To sign up and check out the Star rules, visit ccacalifornia.org. It's only $40 to enter for CCA California members. Don't miss out on the Summer of the Star.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the
East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Warmer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.